potentially December 2015, and you wired the money January 2016. And it's been 6 years, 7 years since then. So, you know, curious, we identified about 20 employees. Now we are close to 900, over 900 full-time employees. What has been your experience like?
Well, first of all, thanks for including me. And it's really great to be here. And it's very excited. I'm very excited to finally get to talk to all of you guys. I want to tell a quick story actually beforehand, Greg, which was how when we first met, the introduction that was sent to me was something along the lines of, this is one of the most impressive people you're going to meet. And I thought, okay, so I took the meeting with Greg, and this is for the rest of you guys. And I didn't let him leave my office. And I met him kind of in the morning. And by the afternoon, he had met a few of the partners, and we had an impromptu partner meeting. And I gave you a term sheet that day. And then I think I tried to make you sign it before you left the office, but you were smart enough to at least take 24 hours. So how has my experience been? I would say it's been quite good. I think the problem when you take a US investor and you have them invest in emerging markets, no matter the emerging market, is that you're taking on all these added layers of risk. And the real difficulty that a lot of US investors have is being patient through the face of those risks. So let me just explain that for a few seconds. Typically, when you invest in the US, you're really only taking one kind of risk, especially at the early stage, which is, can this person lead a group of individuals to find product market fit? Now, along the way, they may find a second layer of challenge, which is really a go-to-market challenge. Now that this person has a clever product, how can this team figure out how to sell it in a very effective way? So every time you invest in the United States, you're mostly isolating down to those two very specific kinds of problems. The thing when you invest in the emerging markets anywhere in the world is now you have these additional layers of risk. You have FX risk, you have geopolitical risk, you have just the general banking and central bank posture and infrastructure. You have that country's relationship with the IMF and the World Bank. You have all of the ups and downs of how politically the winds can change. And there are very large degrees of magnitude in developing markets that just aren't possible because of how sclerotic the developed markets are. So, you know, when I invested, I kind of said to myself, buckle up, because as well as the team will do, there are going to be these changes in the business that are absolutely not in control of M Pharma that we're going to have to be patient, because you will have to be patient in working through them. And by and large, that's basically what's happened. So I think you guys have been executing pretty phenomenally, and I think you've been very clever in trying to figure out different iterations of the business. Definitely where we started and where we are now are two different companies. And so I think you've been very adaptive. But at the same time, I think you've had to face some pretty difficult headwinds, which is the nature of these frontier markets, which are, you know, in some countries, these governments are completely inept. In other places, the value chain is completely corrupt. In other places, the economic substrate is really fragile. And how you build around that is very complicated. So I got to give you guys a lot of credit, because I think it has.